You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Many, many enhanced odds. We've got several of them. So rattling through these, Crystal Palace to win and three or more goals in the match. Was 3-1, now 7-2, bet up to £20 on that one. Dennis Rackles to score in a Reading win is 6-1. Emmanuel Adebayor to score in a Palace win. Was 3-1, now 4-1. You can bet up to £20 on that one. And Conor Wickham to score in a Palace win is 4-1. So plenty of those if you want to get stuck into them. We'll start with you here, Derek. Reading already have a Premier League scalp to their name. They take on Crystal Palace, who yet to really bounce back. So are we going to see another mini shock here in the shape of Reading?
I honestly don't think it would be a shock. I've backed Reading. I think I mentioned on the podcast a couple of weeks ago at 16-1 to reach the final, and I still can't believe those odds. I think it's a fantastic bet given what's left in the competition. Very, very beatable sides. The most beatable of all is Crystal Palace, who everybody's beating at the moment, even with only 10 men. I read somewhere in the preview of this game that it was Palace's best performance of the season. Well, no wonder they're looking in deep trouble now, because they found themselves for half an hour outclassed by 10 men. And if they can't win a game like that 1-0 up against 10, against the Liverpool side, who didn't look fully committed to me, if they can't win that game, I don't see how they're going to beat Reading. Let's not forget, by the way, that Reading reached the semi-final last season and took Arsenal to extra time before going out. Let's not forget that they marmalised West Brom in the last round. And let's not forget that they're the most impressive side I've seen in the Championship this season. Seriously, I know they're only mid-table, but I've seen three or four of their games, and each time I've seen them, I thought, what a side. Then again, I've been saying that about Everton as well, and look where they are. I think 11-5 Reading is too big, and I'm really going to back it. You're in two minds when you back the team to reach the final. Do you go in again in the 90-minute game? But I am, because I'm that confident.
All right, strong bet on Reading. Then you tipped them in the last round, didn't you, to beat West Brom?
So yeah, you did easily. Yeah,
sticking with that. DK?
Derek's back Reading to reach the final, so obviously I'm hoping Palace win this tie tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, for your heartfelt good wishes.
Derek's right, though. How could you back Palace at 13-10, given their record recently, without a win in 12 in the Premier League? I think, Derek, we talked about when Lee was on this podcast. Remember him? He's still around. But he was saying that Palace had set their stall out now, and Alan Pardew was really going to make a concerted effort to win the FA Cup this season and forget about the Premier League. They have forgotten about the Premier League, there's no doubt about that, but it's difficult to turn the form on and off quickly. And I was very, very disappointed with that result at the weekend against Liverpool. And as Derek mentioned, if that's the best they can play, they're no good, because they were dominated against 10 men in the closing stages there. And I think Reading will win this game. The bet that I like best, though, is both teams to score in the match. Palace obviously have a defence that are conceding plenty of goals. They've conceded 24 in 13 matches in 2016 so far. But they've also scored in their last nine, Palace. So I expect them to get on the score sheet. I found it strange that Jordan Mutch was left out at the weekend against Liverpool. I thought he would start. But after he came on in the 70th minute, they conceded twice. So that's not a good omen for him starting this game. And Conor Wickham was missing. He's the only one that's been scoring for Palace recently. Not sure whether he'll be back in the starting lineup for this match. But there's definitely a feeling of unrest at Crystal Palace at the moment. And odds of 13-10 suggest that they are strong favourites to win at Reading this weekend. I wouldn't have them anywhere near that short against the Reading side who haven't been beaten at home this calendar year. So they're doing well at their own place, Reading. 11-5 is too big, but the bet that I like best is both teams to score in this match, so that will be my play. And yes, is available at 10-11.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.